Okay, so this video, I was just thinking in bed. I was laying in bed with my YouTube on Chromecast to my TV, and I just clicked on this video, said how to date in your 50s, right? And like it's just like I just find personally, man, like I said my father, he's in his mid 60s. He's going on his mid 60s now, and I tell him, like, don't. I wouldn't date anybody. I wouldn't date a woman over 30 if I were you. I tell him that all the time. And he knows how I feel about it. Like, 'cause, man, like for me, man, honestly, once they hit over 25, 26, man, like they are just like from my experiences and dealing with them, like their entire existence is just awkward. If they're not like, raising a child, or married, so if they're not already set off in some destined goal type of thing by the time they're 25, 26, 27, 28, their whole existence on the planet is just like, it's just super awkward. Like, I just like everything about them is just awkward. Because, okay, because you got to think, okay, let's just say dating or marrying like a woman, over 30, right? Well, the reason why it's so awkward to me is, see, a woman, she always wants to feel like individual and special and unique. But they try to go back to the last thing that they knew when it was like, when it really worked for them in their prime, which is when they were like 19, 20, 21, 22. So you got this woman who's, 35, 40 years old or higher. She's trying to like request this special treatment from a man, and it's just like it's just clearly off, because like all that innocence and naivety is gone out of it, and it, like their whole like everything about how they go about just carrying themselves, for a lot of them, if you're like dating them, like unless like now the girls who I keep who are over 30, 35, like they are like clear, like, I want sex, come have sex with me, blah blah blah, and then it's like it's cool, they're not like requesting some special treatment to sit down with them, or I don't even want to sit down with them. They're not requesting any special treatment to have sex with them or anything. You see, like, that's about the only way I can deal with them. Once they get over 30, especially over 35, the only way that I can deal with them is if they're just brutally, bluntly honest about having sex. That's the only way. As soon as these women try to, as soon as these women, at least in this age bracket with me, try to start this whole, oh, well, I deserve better. I deserve more. You should hold the door open for me. And no, like all that time for men to if there was a time for a man to genuinely feel like, this is the woman I'm gonna like, I'm gonna be with and put kids in, and I'm gonna like watch and and I'm gonna belong with this woman. See, those years only last between 16 to 25 with a lot of women. Probably, I'll just say those years only last up to 25, where like the respective guy of that age group genuinely feels that urge to do it. After 25, it's all gone for any self-respecting man. For any self-respecting man who knows he can go out there and get something, or go work on himself and go get something, any man in these positions, like it's no. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm speaking from my experiences and experiences I see from other men who are in these age brackets. What for me, man, once they get over 25, 20, or 20, I say 26, 27, 28, say, let's just use an overall safe rounding and say 30, once they hit 35, it's like all like, 'cause their entire game is just off, because everything that a woman is primarily ever you wanted for it throughout her entire existence. Everything what a woman is primarily wanted for is what she biologically was up to the age of 25. Okay. Now, the sad part is, and dating older than that is, see, they like once they get too far past 25, they realize they're getting picked over by all the younger models that keep coming out, after them. So these older groups of women, like they have to put on more makeup. They got to, you know, they got to do anything they could do to get a man's attention now. But like, see, they don't really know how to act. So like in my experiences dealing with women over 30, 35, it's usually one of the two extremes. One extreme is they're just open. Like they're trying to, they'll walk up to you and in the first three sentences, they're talking about having sex with you and I want you to have sex with me right now. It's usually they're just completely open. They let go of requiring more from men and all this stuff. And now they just like, look, I just want a man who's at least somewhat clean and it looks like he has some money. At least not even like a lot of money, just like, you know, enough money to where she wouldn't have to buy everything. Okay. It's usually that extreme, or it's the complete other extreme of I require more. I'm worth more. It's usually those two extremes. I know one girl specifically I'm thinking of right now. She's a good friend of mine's like cousin, and she's like 35, and she's a good looking girl, man, 35. And she cannot keep a man because she fits into the ladder of what I said. She was so used to men to men paying her attention and giving her things when she was young and hot. So now she's 35 and she's still hot, but she's still trying to go higher up the ladder. Well, everything that she was wanted for is gone. But see, it hasn't fully caught up to her yet because she's still, you know, she still looks like all kind of like how she did when she was 20. You know, there are anomalies with this. And it's just sad. Like, and you see it in online, like this is why I don't do online dating, because it's filled with these reject women. It's filled with them, like, because that's where they have to go. Tinder, Bumble, all this stuff. It's filled with these junkyard quality reject women, whether it's because they just physically fell off or they're mentally just distorted. it's just sad. Like I said, I think in the previous video, like I said, like pretty much, okay, in my eyes, once they hit over 26, 27, once they hit over that age group for me, they are strictly just sex toys that it to be discarded. They're strictly one use sex toys to be thrown away. Because after that, there is no benefit. I mean, because I can think about how awkward it is to marry a woman over 27, like, because she's going to try to get married. See, marriage is not for old ass bitches. You see what I'm saying? It's not for old, wrinkly, gray hair. I'm this man's number one. Like, bitch, you old. Don't nobody want to marry him. Give up the act of being somebody special. Like, you're not. Sorry. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just embarrassing and pathetic just to be that old as a woman. As a man, you can always go get your act together and go figure it out. You know, anytime. You can go out at 95 years old and get your act together and pull something. Because you got your act together. But like when women get that, I say pretty much after 26, 27, man, it's just super awkward. Like nothing about it looks right. Nothing about it sounds right. Whenever you hear a woman got married at 32, like a small part of everybody's brain and the inside just goes, ooh, like a small part of this, something like it's just sick and sad. It's like marriage for women it's only meant for women, like that to naturally happen. Between 16 to the actual marriage to happen is 16 to 25. After that, man, those are the natural times it's supposed to happen when she's at her peak and she's looking great and she still has proper pair bonding abilities. That like see all of that plays into proper marriage age. You see, but after that, man, like. And see, after 25, 26, like, to start a new relationship with a man, to get married with a man at 30, 31, 32, like, see, she's been run through by countless men. She's been dogged out. She's dogged out other men. She's been around the block. She might even have a kid or two. So all of this, it just destroys the whole, nothing, it's just nothing looks right. Nothing feels right. Nothing sounds right. Nothing looks right. The only way it may sound right and look right is, like I say in other videos, pretty much the only way it's okay for a woman to be single an older woman to be single is if her spouse died. That's about the only way I don't look at them and go, ooh. Because I remember before I moved back to Prague, there was two older women that lived in my neighborhood. And I ended up, you know, talking to them. And they told me their story. Like, yeah. So the one woman, her husband died like a year after he retired. Like he had a stroke or heart attack or something and fell out. And she says she's never dated ever since. And my neighbor, actually, she said the same thing. Her husband died. Those are the only ways, in my opinion, that that I won't immediately look at her like she's a piece of trash. All right, that's the only way. If a woman is single and just kind of dangling around and has sex partners, you know, for 10 years at a time, that no, there is absolutely no way. Absolutely, I say if a woman goes single, and I mean like legitimately single, any longer than I say 2 years, once they get a little older, if she goes single, any, like I said, unless her spouse died, like it's just a bad, that a woman being alone is the red flag. And the reason why, and see, this is what women don't understand. When you're over 26 as a woman, if you're single over 26, that in itself is the red flag, you see. And I'm going to explain it in case any woman happens to stumble upon this. The reason why it is the red flag is because you have to remember, woman is wanted because it is woman. You see what I'm saying? People will come up to woman with gifts. People will come up to woman with respect. People will come up with woman because they want a woman, not because of what she did in life, not because of what she created, not because of what she worked for, but because she simply was. You see what I'm saying? So if a woman ended up being single after 26, 27 years old and existing and just kind of straggling around, it usually boils down to one or two things, maybe a little bit of both. One, that woman is so crazy, no man ever wants to go around her. Or two, she cannot settle for any one man, so she belongs to men. So either way, it's not a good look. Like I said, unless the spouse got like lung cancer or something like that and passed out on her, you know, unless he died, some kind of got in a car accident or something like that. That's about the only way it is legitimately a passable look for an older woman. That's the only way. Any other way, it's just bad. And dating them and marrying them and getting it close with that, like unless the spouse died, the whole situation. See, the whole female situation. Like I said, it starts out, the whole woman situation starts out, whether they know it or not, with them winning. See, because, and when I say they know it or not, the not meaning. See, they're used to it because they're women. They're used to, you know, people holding doors open for them. They're used to people looking at them. They're used to people being nicer to them. So for them, it's just normal. A lot of them, they don't get it. This is just normal. So now we want more equality. That's a whole other conversation. Now we want more feminism equality. So because they're so used to being treated higher up that they don't even, a lot of them don't even see it. Okay. So a woman's life starts out much higher than a man. But see, like I said, the sad part is after about 25, 26, you see, they don't know what else to do in life. You see, and this is just the hard truth. Women just, especially if they were like young and cute, they don't know how to exist as an older woman. They don't know how to exist not being the young, beautiful thing. So for a long period of time, what they'll do is they just try to keep putting on 10 pounds of makeup and trying to keep acting dumb and cute because it was the last thing that worked for them. You see, when they're 35 and end up single, see, they have to just keep doing whatever the last thing that worked for them, and which what works for all women, teasing men into sex, and, you know, playing submissive. That those two things will always work for women, and it always has worked since the beginning of time. And the reality of it is it really just becomes awkward. It's the same thing like Al Bundy, 4 touchdowns in a single game. It's the same thing. Al Bundy's going back to the last time, to the last thing that he knew that worked for him, that gave him confidence. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with women. And being, you know, genuinely wanted in the world. They have to go back to the last thing that worked. And the last thing that worked for them was, like I said, teasing sex. And trying to play submissive to the man who they want, who they think can take care of them longest. That's just what it is. It's the reality of it. And it, like I said, they all end up like, all of them will end up like Al Bundy in relativity. They will end, all of them do. All, like I said, unless some of them, they're just easier to deal with because they've let go of it, of trying to always want more and better. And there's like, look, I just want a man who just has a job and, you know, is somewhat clean, you know, and it doesn't matter who comes in the door next. It really doesn't. Okay. Like I said, it's usually one of the two. It's usually one of the two extremes. And like I said, but to date and marry them, it's just so sick. It's just sick to think about and just look at and watch them just exist like in everyday life. Now I'm not talking now I'm all, like I said before, I'm not saying don't use them as sex objects. Use them as sex objects, because that's about as much as using them as sex object is. That's about as much as the benefit you're really going to get in the long. Matter of fact, I was in a grocery store today, man, and I was watching this dude with his girlfriend, and the dude just looked miserable. Like, and I looked at him, I was like, yeah, like I remember those days. Because you're here with this pretty girlfriend, and he just miserable. He just, you know, picking stuff up. Put in the cart, like I'm just watching. Like, yeah, I remember when I was caught up in that, because she was cute, and now you done talked yourself into putting up with all this nonsense because she looks cute when you walk around, but she put you through so much, just so much nonsense at home. Like, you're still talking yourself into putting up with it because she's giving you a little bit of sex from time to time, and it's pretty much like live-in vagina. But trust me, man, like. For 90% of women, it's just for 90% of women, it's just not worth it. It's not worth the trade off. You'll be much better off just finding you. Like I say, a lot of times, man, a lot of men really just, if a lot of men were truthfully honest with themselves, a lot of men would just rather have two good, reasonably priced prostitutes and maybe like a dog for companionship for when the prostitutes are gone. That's really what most men really want, but they just don't know it yet, or they're just too afraid, or they're trying to live up to some social norm. But that's really what most men really want. Now, don't get me wrong, there's always a woman out there for everybody, but the chances of you meeting her are very low. Let's just be real about it. That's just the honest reality of it. Now, to be a man for a woman, all you got to do is, you know, just provide, you know, that's all it takes for a woman, especially once a woman to get then aged out. She just wants a decent, just a man who's at least somewhat in shape and, you know, clean. And, you know, it doesn't even matter where he lives. He can live in a dump. And she just wants a man, you know. But like I said, man, like for a lot of men, like, I think that, like, for me, the hardest part for me was to accept exactly what it was that I really wanted. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if I do meet like a legit, decent, cool, down to earth girl, I'll totally marry her. I totally would. Preferably not an American girl, because those American laws are crazy. But I'm not holding my breath waiting on it to happen. You see what I'm saying? So I would. I mean, I'm content with, like, you know, keeping, you know, a handful of friends with benefits around and doing whatever I want to do. I'm totally content with that. And it was hard for me to understand. See, and this is where, like, and now this is going to segue into another topic that I've been thinking about. See, women, like, see, never listen to a woman, ever. Especially on topics like this. Because, see, on topics like this, men could get away with different things that women can't. Now, a man can get away with just focusing on his life, focusing on his career for the first 40 years of his life before he snaps out of it and wants kids. We can do that, okay? And it really ends up better off for us if we do that. Whereas, see, women can't do that. They just because of and women can't do it simply because of woman's nature. Woman always really wants more and more and better, but they can only really get that while they're still in that little brief pocket of being in their prime years of 16 to 25. After that, they're always fighting a long battle of being picked over, the man paying other woman attention. Or if he's a college teacher, or she's always got that rest. That competition for a woman never ends. It never ends. Whereas for a man, I personally would say, I think it's raining outside. I think it was raining today. I would personally say this, like I say in other videos, I think it should be illegal for any man to take part in any legally binding possibility with a woman until he's at least 30. Because women have gained easily a decade of experience of manipulation, more than any man has earned, pretty much throughout their lives until 30. Women are just so far ahead of men in that age bracket. But and like I said, like my thing is this: you can always, whatever's going on, you can always sit down, fix it, go out and get something better than what you did before. You can always do that. I know one guy, a good friend of mine. He's a friend of a friend of mine. So we're like cool, but we're not like close friends or anything. But we know each other type of thing. And he was this dude, man. Like he has a hot baby mama. And the baby mama, she does like kung fu or some shit like that. Like, so she stays in shape. But he's a little older. I think he's like 45, 46 or something like that. And his wife's like, like 30, like 35. She's like, maybe like 8 or 9 years younger than him. And she's hot. And he had a baby with her. And for some reason, like, they didn't work out. And he was just like on super beta mode for like 10 years. And I knew him. Like, when I met him, he was always like super duper beta boy. Like, beta. Now, he looked like, but the thing was, if you were to look at him, you would think he was an alpha. He had all the tattoos. You would think he was what they call like Chad and Tyrone. You would think he was like a Chad. Like, he was, 6 foot tall. He always had money, tattoos. Like, he looked like a badass. But the second he opened his mouth, you can tell that's a beta dude right there. He's a beta. Like, he's a very caring, which is not a bad thing. He's a very caring guy. He was a very nice guy. I mean, he would do anything for you. But if you wouldn't think that by looking at him. He was super beta, man. For something that his baby mama did messed him up. Because he was like super beta, Like, he was afraid to even talk to women because he was afraid of like just getting too attached to them and just leave on them. I mean, he was like extremely, like, he was so beta to the point where he was probably more falling in the incel range. And not because of what he looked like, but because of what he would say as soon as he opened his mouth. He was falling in the incel range. But then like out of nowhere, he moved to California and he married some girl out there at like 45. He's 45 and did it. Like, he just snapped out of it and that was it. Never heard anything about it again. like I say, like, see, women don't have that same option. They really don't. Once they get too far past 30, especially, man, like, their possibilities, they complete, especially, don't even add in if they got kids too. Oh, they're going decades. I mean, they will go decades without any type of a halfway decent man because they just cannot do any better. It's just the biology of it. But yeah, it's just, man. But yeah, back to the original topic, like, dating older women, man, that is just so embarrassing. That's just like, just watching their existence is just so sick and embarrassing. Because, like I said, unless they've let go and just accepted life, it's just pathetic.